Hey, 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 Transfer Cats, welcome. This is episode 29. I can't believe it. Are you guys ready to lace up your shoes? I'll explain here in a second. I am Transfer Man, your host, aka Scott Cooper, and we have been on a 30-day journey together. We're getting towards the end here. As a reminder, you can always follow me at TransferManCCC on Instagram and by visiting transferman.org. That's where you can get some really helpful PDFs, get my newsletter, and if you want to buy me a coffee, donations are always accepted. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are tackling one of the biggest decisions in your transfer journey, how to choose the right transfer college. Oh my gosh, this is like Goldilocks sitting there with the different bowls of porridge. There is definitely one out there that is just right. There might be several that are just right though, you know? All right, now let's be real. This decision is about so much more than just location or name recognition. We're going to walk through the practical, the financial, and yes, even the personal side of making this call. So are you ready to get running or walking? Whenever you do, you always put on your shoes. You lace them up tight and you get ready for the journey. So let's go through each lace, shall we? First, let's talk about money. Finances can really be overwhelming, but the good news is you don't have to figure this out alone. Your transfer center and financial aid office are your best friends in this. Sit down with someone who really understands financial aid packages so they can break it down for you in plain language and you can go through the different elements of your financial aid package. I've had students who got into UCLA, particularly with a very low student aid index number, and the financial aid packages are incredible. Okay, that's early in the series, I encouraged you to apply to schools like UCs and private schools. You're going to be amazed at what they can offer. Now, numbers are still kind of scary. You know, I've had students come back and they are offered almost a full ride to a place like UCLA, but there's $7,500 in loans, you know, $5,500 in subsidized loan and another $2,000 in a unsubsidized loan. And they look at that number and honestly, many students can save or they have saved a couple thousand dollars. So they're looking at borrowing maybe $4,000 or $5,000, right? And they're afraid of it. And rightfully so, right? They've been told don't accrue any debt. But if you are like me and you can step back and look at the big picture, for context, I took out about $30,000 in loans for my master's degree, which was over 30 years ago now. And you know what? That was kind of scary at the time, but it gave me an infinitely better life. More money, more freedom, more health, more everything. Right. So, and my monthly payment was $141 a month. So for that investment in my future, it was worth every penny. So if you're looking at a top-notch school, you know, you're looking at a Berkeley, UCLA, any of the UC, you're looking at your dream school, right? And you're looking at borrowing $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. If you talk to someone who's been through the process, that is nothing. Okay. If you can get out of a top-notch world-class university for $10,000 in student loans, it's amazing. You know, people are paying $60,000 a year to attend UCLA from out of state, to put it in perspective. So don't throw away opportunities because of sticker shock. Really talk this through with a financial aid pro. Figure out what you can afford, okay? Because I do not want you to be stressing about money instead of enjoying the experience. All right, that being said, debt is still debt, right? So you can, if you can get the same degree with no debt, that's a very practical choice. And remember, a bachelor's today is more like a high school diploma. So you're probably going to need to go to grad school for a lot of different fields. So keep your eyes on the big picture. All right, I got a bunch of pros and cons for you to consider. In-state versus out-of-state. So out-of-state usually means higher costs, and maybe your Cal Grant is not going to go with you. California Grant doesn't travel. But sometimes out-of-state may have some very unique opportunities. Maybe you are going to visit a part of the world you've always wanted to live in. And maybe it's close to your dream job or something like that. It can be really exciting. I went out of state and it was a great decision for me. Close to home versus far away. So do you want family support nearby? For a lot of people, you're very close to your family and you want to be home, or you have to be home. That might be a really big factor in your decision making. Maybe you want to stretch your wings. You know, maybe you've lived at home your entire life and you're 22 and you've never lived outside of your home. And this is a chance to go stretch your wings a little bit, right? Your major, did you get into the major that you want? That's huge. So let's say I got into my dream school, but it's really not my major. And I got into my second choice school and it is my major. You know, your major is really important. That's the point of the whole thing. So you got to be happy with where you're going and for what major. Okay, campus visits. So I almost should have started with this because I think it's so incredibly important. You got to go check out the campus before committing. And this, I must confess to you, I said yes to my college, Hanover College in Southern Indiana. I said yes, and I had never visited. Back then, we didn't have the internet, and all I was looking at was pictures in what was called a view book, and I made a leap of faith. And it worked out for me, but I don't recommend that. I recommend walking the campus and trying the food, going to the food court, talking to students, check it, you know, what's it like? If you go on a weekend, right? See if it's a commuter school. Sometimes on weekends, if it's a commuter campus, it's really dead, right? Go check that out. All right, extracurriculars. Does the school have clubs or activities that you want to join? Have you, you know, do a deeper dive now that you're in, now that it's actually a reality, really do that exploration. And have tons of family conversations. Okay, sit down with your parents. ¡Qué padre! Remember that episode? Now it's time to honor your mother and father. Sit down with them. Talk it out. Talk it out with your family, your spouse if you're married, your kids if you have children. This is a huge decision, especially if you're relocating. And this has big ramifications on other people that may be coming with you. So let's have a family conversation. And let's do a quick comfort zone check, okay? So growth happens when you step outside of your comfort zone. If you're doing everything in life that's safe and that's practical, you're gonna struggle growing. That's just the truth. The biggest lessons in my life came when I was pushed. Like when I lived abroad, I took a leap of faith and I went to Ireland, and it forced me to do an enormous amount. I became very self-reliant. I became adaptable. I learned I had strengths inside of me I never would have learned if I stayed home. So my advice, lean towards the school that excites you and maybe even scares you a little. That means you're pushing the boundaries. So life is going to be full of mortgages and kids and soccer practices. Yes, you'll have a minivan. I did. I loved it. That'll all come. But right now, if you have an opportunity, carpe diem, baby, seize the day. This is one of the few times in your entire life that you may have that opportunity. to go push yourself beyond what you think is possible. Okay, who should you listen to? Talk to your counselor, talk to your family, your significant other, but be cautious about boyfriend-girlfriend conversations or your best friend. Sometimes they just want to keep you close, right? They don't want you leaving. This is your race. It's not theirs. Your name is going to be on that diploma, not theirs. So don't let someone else's fears hold you back. I also want to say that your faculty advisor, someone who knows your major, is going to be super influential here. So talk to your professor. Like if you're a communications major, lay it out on the table for them after class. Say, hey, or make an appointment for office hours. Say, hey, I got into these two schools. Which one has the best communications program? And they'll be able to tell you. They'll tell you what they've heard. They are going to be invaluable, okay? Other considerations to think about when thinking about schools, you know, career markets. So if I wanted to get into film, LA would be a great place. Or if I wanted to go to tech, you know, Silicon Valley would be awesome. If I wanted to go into politics, DC, Sacramento would be awesome. So which school has a closer proximity to where you want to end up in life? Let's talk about spiritual needs. Maybe one of the schools has something that's calling you, a faith-based group or something there that's going to be part of your support. If that's been a big part of who you are, look for that, right? What about support systems in general? Is there a strong transfer center? You can do the intellectual stuff too. Check out the graduation rates, the two-year graduation rates. You know, the UC system is dynamite here, actually. They graduate people in 2 years better than just about anybody. Faculty and alumni, you know, again, ask about the programs in your field. If there's alumni that have gone there, talk to them. And weekend vibes. Does the campus come alive? Is it a commuter school? Again, I've mentioned that before. I want you to go check it out at different times, right? It's like when you're buying a house. If you've ever bought a house or been part of that process, you know, if you see it during the day, it might be like really quiet, but you don't realize that at night the neighbor turns on like the EDM music and it's like, and it's this dance party every night. And you're like, I can't sleep. I got to get up in the morning. Check out the school maybe at different times. So it's not kind of a one-time trip where you go in. And if you go to those, you know, welcome days, they always have the best food. It's like when they have parent day at my kid's school, you know, they have a chocolate fountain out and you're like, wow, is this every day? And she's like, no, actually, come Monday morning, that stuff goes away. So go look at it on a real day. All right. And don't forget, many schools offer overnight or visit days. So really take advantage of those. All right, final steps, the quiet space. So before you sign anything, I like this quote. It's what Matthew Kelly, he's a thinker out there right now. He calls the classroom of silence. Step into the classroom of silence. Take a walk, listen to nature. If you're into praying, pray. If you're into meditation, meditate, or any of those things, just talk it out with a friend, right? And trust your gut. You're going to know. You're going to know where you're drawn. And remember, this is only for 2 years. So you're not, you know, getting married to that school. It's not going to be a 40-year commitment here or something like that. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that's the bachelor's degree. Once you get that, that's the checkbox, and you're moving on to the next thing. So don't forget to SIR, submit your statement of intent to register by May 1st or June 1st for the UCs. If you're on a wait list, make sure you opt in, okay? A lot of the opt-ins, you have to opt in to get on the wait list. So if you really want to go there, definitely opt in. If you don't want to go there, don't. Don't take up a wait list spot for someplace you never want to go. You're going to have to commit somewhere, though, first. And if your dream school comes through and you get in off a wait list or an appeal, you can always switch. You may lose your deposit, right? But that's nothing compared to getting into the school of your dreams. And that's also why I recommend using financial aid for your deposits, because those will not be lost. So if you have the ability to use your financial aid for your SIR deposit fee, do so. All right, before we wrap up, I got one more thing for you here. Why did the scarecrow get accepted into every college? Because he was outstanding in his field. You thought you'd get through the entire episode without a dad joke? Okay. All right, my friends, I can't wait to see you tomorrow for our last day together in the series. Today, though, it's time to lace up those shoes. Your new walk is beginning soon. And you know what? You're ready for it. The scenery is going to change. It's going to be a different walk. But that's part of the excitement. Don't forget, my Time to Transfer video series is live now, and the Transfer Man Live podcast is on the road visiting every UC and Cal State out there with student interviews. So that might help you decide too. So tune in for that and follow me at TransferManCCC and especially at TransferMan.org. Until tomorrow, my Transfer Cats, I will see you at Transfer Man.